This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Chris Gregorio, Metro Body Fitness.
Hello, Bish. How you doing?
What? Oh, you got the wrong mic. What are you doing? There you go. You're on now. You come in here to the studio. There you are.
Hiding around the corner.
You sit in number two. You go to number one.
Three.
What's that all about? Yeah. See, it's all technical here.
It's all numbered, yeah. I just picked up a pair of headphones and, yeah.
Chris, you're not a number, though.
No. We're not a number. We're a person.
Really?
Exactly right. Charmian, don't. Okay. He's good definitely
evening.
A number.
Good evening, guys. How are we doing?
Good evening. Not bad at all, thank you. You're joining us in the studio tonight to talk about weight loss during winter.
Yeah, just being able to keep it in check. But I'm just curious. Now, Ginny's actually at Kylie tonight, is she? Is that what you guys... maybe that's where she is. Oh, I thought you were hinting.
Maybe she didn't tell us because she didn't want us to be jealous.
No. She's not. I don't think she's at Kylie.
Half of Melbourne's population's at Kylie tonight, I think.
I bet she's bloody got a ticket. Didn't tell me about it.
I'm shaking her head. No.
See, it didn't take her radio partner with her.
No. Mm.
Would you go?
Yeah, I went last year.
Yeah.
Or was it a year before?
Would you miss this for that?
Yes. with a heartbeat.
Oh, that's interesting. You went. How did you dress, by the way, Bish? Did you put any...
Quite nicely, apparently.
Did you have a nice little number on? Did you put anything?
No, but I did have in front of me a row of sailors.
Yeah.
Not in front of me, a row of sailors, but in the row in front of me.
You were looking at the back of them.
He does that often, apparently. Yeah.
It's like a family
something,
show.
Something he just hasn't told us.
Charmian comes on air and she gets all naughty.
Yeah.
She's making me go all red. I can't believe
it. Anyway, I'm the one that's blushing.
Sailors, eh?
Let's talk about weight loss, Chris.
Oh, okay.
You're the expert in weight loss.
Maybe we should.
So,
yes.
Winter is here. We've come out of the summer months and now it's all about sort of hibernating and, that's what I tend to do. But
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it is known as winter. It tends to be the time of hibernation. And one of the problems that happens is, there's a couple of points to point out, I guess, is we tend to reach for high-carb foods, which is basically lots of energy. However, we're far less active in winter. So as a result, the body just says, well, okay, I've got all this extra energy. Well, might as well store it.
Go store it.
And that's what happens. It tends to get stored. So the other thing too is when it's not so warm, we don't tend to drink as much water. And generally, as a thing goes, it's said to be about 75% of the population is actually quite chronically dehydrated.
You talk about that quite often, dehydration.
Yeah. I think that's what's wrong with me.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't got any water or anything?
Something wrong with
you? I think I'm not drinking enough water.
Yes.
Or especially,
and I have a hangover a lot of the time.
Well...
So therefore, I need more water.
Well, the first thing, if someone says, I've got a headache, the first question I ask is, how much water are you drinking? Because brain is about 80+% 90% of water or it's fluid. So, it for it to function, just as your lungs and your heart and your blood needs to, obviously, hydration is essential.
How many glasses of water should you be drinking?
We can talk for hours on hydration, but that's another topic.
You should try and drink about eight glasses of water.
Eight glasses of water as such, yeah. And if you're doing, if you're going for a run or you're doing some exercise, you could almost increase that to, 14 glasses easily,
So basically, dehydration slows your metabolism down. Is that correct?
Sorry, is that...
But dehydration slows your metabolism down. It hinders you losing weight?
It basically does a lot of things. I mean, hydration is essential for the body to eliminate toxins and waste, if you like, from within the body. But also what it needs hydration to function effectively. So generally what happens, if people want to lose weight, and this is actually separate to what we're initially touching on, but the body will trick the brain will trick the body into saying, right, I need hydration. So... It triggers it to say it's hungry. So we actually then crave certain foods. And if you look at things like fruit and vegetables, they're 80-90% water. Mm. Even a steak, believe it or not, 60% hydration.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah,
even
that's what
after you've cooked it?
Yeah, even after cooked it. Yeah, like chicken.
Depends how it disappears.
Depends how you cook it. If you throw it on a barbecue, it's probably going to be a bit less. But generally on a pan, it's going to have a lot of hydration in it. So, people that are saying, okay, I'm going to... be careful of what I'm, count the calories, that sort of thing. Find that, and you've got to get the right mix of foods, of course, but if you're not drinking enough fluid, the body also will not release stored body fat if you dehydrate it because it goes into sort of survival modes and all sort of different types of, it goes under duress. It won't drop stored fat, even if you're working out extremely hard.
Ah. And so back to the subject.
Yes, back to the subject.
Which is winter. So weight loss during winter, rehydration, making sure you're hydrated correctly.
Yes.
But what else should you do during winter to make sure that you're not just fattening up for Christmas?
Yes, that's right. So the other thing, most importantly, is we want to look to remain to get keep active at the end of the day, because we tend to, as you say, hibernate. We tend to do things indoors. So, you know, we might go to more dinner parties, or we'll sit inside and, you know, on the couch, or, you know, so.
Well, in the UK, that's during the winter, which is probably, I know, 9-10 months of the year.
Yeah.
It's cold and you want to stay indoors, and you're down the pub quite a lot, and you're eating good food, as in
good pub food.
Yeah, exactly.
Good quality pub food.
Yeah,
good
canned meals.
Yeah.
And you're eating, and you're not going out and exercising much.
Yeah.
So you're really saying that you should get out there, get active, or do maybe indoor sports, isn't it?
I mean, at the end of the day, if you used to be, you know, going out on a sunny day and going for a walk, or, you know, some, you know, you ride your bike, don't you?
I do 40K.
Yeah, but if it's raining and it's storming, you know, would you still get out there?
Do you still go?
Yeah. Huh? I prefer it, actually, than going in the summer. Because,
Cause
I get
English.
A little bit red. I fry in the sun.
Under that tan?
Yeah, this manly Mediterranean look that I've got.
Uh-huh.
That's for you radio listeners out there.
Uh-huh. So, you know, for example, if you used to go running and it's, you know, it's pelting down or such, you know, you can swap it for indoor swimming.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end, it's sort of it's a catch-22, because the less exercise you do during winter, the more you tend to feel the effects of the cold as well. So all it takes is to, you know, get your heart rate up, break into a bit of a sweat, and you actually start to, you'll feel warm from within. So it's an interesting, you know, one thing I've noticed at the moment, it's so cold, I'm training people, but I'm not exercising, and as a result, I'm actually freezing. So
you're watching them.
I'm telling them what to do. I'm going, right, dude. So the moment I actually get involved in the exercise, okay, sure, then you really don't notice the cold. But if you just, you know, if you're an idle participant, screaming,
smacking with a loud stick.
Your throat's really hot.
Tough love, they call it, yeah.
I know you're tough love. You're a nightmare. So the tips for this then, Chris, tell us what people should do.
Sure. Basically, yeah, just be mindful of your carbs that you have during winter. If you're we do need carbs in our diet. Very important. We don't want to be, you know, cutting out carbs. But just be aware of what you start to eat more. And generally, you know, if it's things like potato, you know, more of the fries or fried foods, we tend to have, you know, things that actually can warm us up as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got some fairly heavy saturated fatty foods, they actually, it feels good in winter. The body actually craves it, believe it or not.
With beer, it's excellent.
Very much.
Body craves it, and actually helps to keep the body, you know, gives it energy and helps keep it warm. Certainly be aware of your water intake, because most people, I talk to, say the same. I really struggle to drink water in winter.
Mm.
Whereas on a hot sunny day, they can carry a bottle of water around. It's not a big problem. So, aim for your 8 glasses of water a day. Really important. Also, think about, you know, being active. What you would normally do in summer, whether you know, if you go for walks, go for a jog or run or ride your bike, think about some other indoor activities. Best thing to do. You know, I mean, keeping active, you can even get yourself some workout videos. I mean, you know.
But Jane Fonda?
Yeah. What about Jane Fonda?
I prefer
with the leggings.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Did you?
Yeah.
You don't look old enough.
Wow.
I was young. I was 19 or something.
Well, in the UK, we have somebody called the Green Goddess.
Right.
Or Thin Lizzy.
Sounds
terrible. Not Thin Lizzy.
That's a band.
Crazy Lizzy, yeah, something
crazy
like that. But the Green Goddess used to be this woman on BBC One that used to wear a green leotard and green leg warmers and all that.
Sounds scary.
And she was, and then Mr. Motivator was on as well. He was a guy on ITV, and he used to get you up and active. But you used to do all the workouts with him, and before Tai Bo and all that.
Oh yeah,
Zumba.
We might try some of that. Chris Kugora.
Why don't we try it now?
We've all done it. We've got the track on. Get us up and going.
All right, we've got the leg warmers.
Hang on, I've got my leotard under this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you,
right,
can,
baby.
You can check out more Chris on Metro Body Fitness.
Yep, .com.au.
Okay, metrobodyfitness.com.au. Find out some tips from Chris Gregorio, very beautiful man and PT trainer to the stars. We're going to get up and do a bit of Zumba now.
Ooh,
you
all
up
right
for that?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do a bit of Kelly Rowland. This is What a Feeling. This is Joy 94.9, The Hump Day Crew.
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and The Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.